Tarea 3.
This is the global news from the BBC World Service. The British food delivery firm Deliveroo has announced plans for its listing on the London Stock Exchange. The flotation is expected to value the company at more than $7 billion, even though it's never made a profit. Deliveroo reported a reduced loss of nearly $300 million for the past year. Our economics correspondent Andrew Walker has the details.
Britain was the country where Deliveroo's founder, Will Shue, established the company, delivering restaurant meals and more by bicycle. He's chosen London as the venue to raise new funds from the stock market. The terms of the listing will give Mr. Shue personally a central role. For the first 3 years, his shares will have 20 times the voting weight of those held by other investors. Deliveroo is a business that has thrived in the pandemic. While restaurants have been hit very hard, many customers have turned to delivery services as an alternative.
Andrew Walker.
A retired nurse from Scotland has helped to develop what scientists say could be a breakthrough test for Parkinson's disease. Joy Milne noticed a musky smell on her husband Les more than a decade before he was diagnosed. Now researchers in Manchester in England believe a simple skin swab should be able to identify the same chemical compounds, potentially revolutionising the detection and treatment of the disease. Here's our health correspondent, Jim Reid.
When Joy Milne went to a support group with her husband 8 years ago, she realised the other people there had the same familiar smell. Since her husband's death in 2015, Mrs. Milne has been working with scientists to find out why that was. Trials on 500 people with Parkinson's showed they all had similar changes in the sebum, the oily substance that protects the skin. Professor Perdita Barron from Manchester University said measuring that could identify 85% of cases.
Parkinson's is a very broad spectrum. People have suffered from different symptoms. There are common symptoms, but there are lots of different symptoms. And if we have no other information about someone and we've taken a swab of their sebum, then in 8.5 out of 10 times, we would be able to tell that that person had Parkinson's disease. So without any other information.
The team in Manchester believe this is the first step towards what could be a fast, painless and cheap form of diagnosis. It's hoped the same technique could be used to track the progression of the disease and to measure whether new experimental treatments are having an impact.
Jim Reid there with that truly remarkable story.
The owner of Liberty Steel's parent company has asked the government for £170 million of financial support. Sanjeev Gupta's GFG Alliance has described its financial situation as challenging. The future of 5,000 workers at Liberty Steel was placed in doubt when its main financial backer fell into administration earlier this month. Here's our business editor, Simon Jack.
There have been grave concerns for the future of Liberty Steel since its main financial backer, Greensill Capital, went bust in early March. After several meetings with the business secretary, its owner, Sanjeev Gupta, wrote to the government late last night saying the business needed £170 million to pay day-to-day expenses and absorb recent operating losses. Government sources say they have not yet responded and have concerns about the opaque nature of Mr. Gupta's empire. Given its international nature, the government would need assurances any support would not find its way abroad. Sources also confirmed it was unlikely government support would be offered to the current management, with any assistance likely to come after an administration process. Both the business secretary and the prime minister have pledged in recent days to look at all the options on the table to ensure the business survives.
This is the Global News from the BBC World Service. The British food delivery firm Deliveroo has announced plans for its listing on the London Stock Exchange. The flotation is expected to value the company at more than $7 billion, even though it's never made a profit. Deliveroo reported a reduced loss of nearly $300 million for the past year. Our economics correspondent Andrew Walker has the details.
Britain was the country where Deliveroo's founder, Will Shue, established the company, delivering restaurant meals and more by bicycle. He's chosen London as the venue to raise new funds from the stock market. The terms of the listing will give Mr. Shue personally a central role. For the first 3 years, his shares will have 20 times the voting weight of those held by other investors. Deliveroo is a business that has thrived in the pandemic. While restaurants have been hit very hard, many customers have turned to delivery services as an alternative.
Andrew Walker.
A retired nurse from Scotland has helped to develop what scientists say could be a breakthrough test for Parkinson's disease. Joy Milne noticed a musky smell on her husband Les more than a decade before he was diagnosed. Now researchers in Manchester in England believe a simple skin swab should be able to identify the same chemical compounds, potentially revolutionising the detection and treatment of the disease. Here's our health correspondent, Jim Reid.
When Joy Milne went to a support group with her husband 8 years ago, she realised the other people there had the same familiar smell. Since her husband's death in 2015, Mrs. Milne has been working with scientists to find out why that was. Trials on 500 people with Parkinson's showed they all had similar changes in the sebum, the oily substance that protects the skin. Professor Perdita Barron from Manchester University said measuring that could identify 85% of cases.
Parkinson's is a very broad spectrum. People have suffered from different symptoms. There are common symptoms, but there are lots of different symptoms. And if we have no other information about someone and we've taken a swab of their sebum, then in 8.5 out of 10 times, we would be able to tell that that person had Parkinson's disease. So without any other information.
The team in Manchester believe this is the first step towards what could be a fast, painless and cheap form of diagnosis. It's hoped the same technique could be used to track the progression of the disease and to measure whether new experimental treatments are having an impact.
Jim Reid there with that truly remarkable story.
The owner of Liberty Steel's parent company has asked the government for £170 million of financial support. Sanjeev Gupta's GFG Alliance has described its financial situation as challenging. the future of 5,000 workers at Liberty Steel was placed in doubt when its main financial backer fell into administration earlier this month. Here's our business editor, Simon Jack.
There have been grave concerns for the future of Liberty Steel since its main financial backer, Greensill Capital, went bust in early March. After several meetings with the business secretary, its owner, Sanjeev Gupta, wrote to the government late last night saying the business needed £170 million to pay day-to-day expenses and absorb recent operating losses. Government sources say they have not yet responded and have concerns about the opaque nature of Mr. Gupta's empire. Given its international nature, the government would need assurances any support would not find its way abroad. Sources also confirmed it was unlikely government support would be offered to the current management, with any assistance likely to come after an administration process. Both the business secretary and the prime minister have pledged in recent days to look at all the options on the table to ensure the business survives.